Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business.
All right, welcome to the show, Miss Letitia Stiles.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, absolutely. I had to have you on the show. You are my, my fairy angel, my fairy godmother, who gave me the best gift anyone could ever gift an entrepreneur. the gift of a great resource, let me tell you. People ask me all the time, so how did you find a VA? I'm like, networking. Talking to people. And yes, then, everyone who's listening, Letitia Stiles is a digital marketing strategist. And we actually met in a Facebook group. I don't even remember how we first started talking, but I tend to get on the phone with people who seem to have really good energy, just to see, you know, what you got going on, how can I support, what do you need, are there resources I can share? And I don't even know if I was able to share a major, you know, an amazing resource with you. I hope I was, but I know you were able to give me, like, the resource of all resources.
So she's been helpful.
Are you serious? I'm like, look, I can't. I told her, I said, listen, whatever I need to do, what are your goals? Where are you trying to go in life? Because I need to make sure you are here forever.
Yeah, it's crazy because people ask me, they're like, how do you get so much done? And I'm like, well, you know, I have a little help, but it really is having an assistant and hiring someone that can help you is really, you know, helps you to do that much more.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about I know I mentioned that you're a digital ad strategist. I'm not sure, a digital marketing strategist.
Yes.
How did you get into online, working with VAs, like, what was your pathway to getting to where you are now?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, first thing is I started out sort of, well, I'll go back because my story is a little bit of an interesting one. I graduated college the first time with a Spanish degree, got out of school, realized that I didn't want to teach Spanish, and I also didn't want to move overseas to, to do Spanish in business. So I decided I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to school because at the time I was working retail and I didn't really enjoy it. So I went back to school, got a finance degree, graduated into the Great Recession. So naturally it was the perfect time to have, a finance degree. Right. So, it took me a while to get a job. I was living at home with my parents, and I remember I was, you know, walking in the hallway towards the kitchen, and I overheard my mom on the phone with a relative, and she said, well, you know, I don't know what Tisha's doing right now. She's got 2 degrees, but she's not using either one of them. Mm. And at that moment, I just, you know, my heart dropped and I was just floored. And I said, okay, I'm going to show her and everyone else that I do know something. So I started a blog. I started youngfinances.com, and it was just a way for me to teach what I knew. So I started teaching investing and, you know, what I knew about finance. And then as, you know, my audience grew and, you know, people really wanted to learn about my personal journey. So that's when I started talking about, you know, my journey in personal finance and, you know, how I paid off, you know, over $32,000 worth of debt. And, you know, I grew a YouTube channel to, you know, over 8,000 subscribers now. And in the process, I started having business owners that asked me, hey, how did you do all of for me to say, okay, I know how to grow an audience. I know how to, you know, bring clients and bring people into my world. I know how to create you know, a digital world that's attractive to a certain audience. So let me teach this. So I started taking on individual one-on-one clients that I would do some done-for-you services. I started doing some coaching for people who, you know, were not ready to pay for the one, you know, done-for-you services. And I started creating some courses for those who were just kind of dipping their toe into the water. So I cover the three C's: consulting, coaching, and courses for my millennials who'd like to create coins.
All righty. I like it. How are you defining millennial?
Right now, they're age ranging about 19 or 20 years old. The oldest millennials are around 35, 36.
Okay.
The major thing. So when I started my blog, you know, I was just writing in finance, and I didn't realize that a blog was a way for you to build a platform. So, you know, I built my platform as a millennial personal finance expert and had the opportunity to be featured on like Forbes and The Economist and do some work, some influencer work with major brands. And one of the keys is understanding some facts about millennials and those things that I called on to do some sort of press opportunity or work with a company that I know, you know, what millennials face when it comes to money.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long did it take you to get featured in Forbes?
I want to say that once I set the intention to build my platform as an expert, I started to, you know, kind of like what you were doing, you know, I started to just reach out to other people and talk to them about, you know, how they got featured. And then I learned to use certain databases. So Help a Reporter Out is a database that allows you to connect with journalists that are doing stories. And they won't always tell you that they're writing for Forbes, but if you find a story that you are matched with and you can, you know, speak intelligently on the subject, then, you know, you can have the opportunity to get a press feature. And I was just fortunate that, you know, one press feature led to the next. And, you know, once my name sort of got out there, and, you know, I was doing the things that I needed to do, you know, that's when everything kind of started growing and building on itself.
I love it. That's amazing. So what's next for you? You know, we're at the end of the year, where 2017 is quickly approaching.
Yeah. So 2016 has been, you know, an amazing year. At the end of 2015, so the end of last year, I made the decision to kind of go full speed and really focus on, you know, the things that I needed to do in order to bring everything up. So, you know, I hired a mentor. I started working with someone who could help me to grow my business. So 2016 has been great. For me, 2017 is really all about taking what I have now and scaling it up, because I have I've got a proven process. I have proven content. I've got an audience that's ready to connect and ready to buy. So it's just about continuing to grow that audience and continuing to grow my income.
I love it. So what can we look for from you in the upcoming year? Are there any big goals that you've got your sights set on?
Yeah, one of the things that I'm most excited about is at the start of the year, I've got the Gain More Clients Summit that is coming up. I have some amazing guests featured on that, including Maya Elias, Fabiola Giordani, Britt Inez Rand, Jamila Ramad, and Courtney Nicole Good. These are all ladies that have, you know, amazing presences online, and what they're going to do is, you know, show everybody in their perspective area of expertise how to gain more clients. So I'm really excited about that. I've got a training that's coming up that I'm pretty excited about called How I Made Over $10,000 Selling Courses. And, you know, I kind of take people through the process of, you know, what I did in order to, you know, to start selling courses. And so I've got that. Everything is available, and all the information is there on my I'll say on my website, but really, like, I'm most active on Facebook. So yeah. If you just go to Facebook and Leticia Styles, I'm all over Facebook, and that's where all the information is. But if you want to, if you want to hop on and find out more about me, it's at LeticiaStyles.com.
I love it. And it's funny because I tell people that all the time. Facebook is quickly becoming my Rolodex. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know the last time that I picked up the phone and called somebody. I'll send people a Facebook message before I call them or text or any of that. It's like, oh, are you on Facebook? Okay, friend me.
Oh, yeah. It's the networking spot. It's the way to be. And the funny thing is that I saw someone that was commenting, and she was saying that she's starting to get tired of Facebook because it's basically just, a lot of people are promoting their businesses. And,
when I hear people stuff like that,
what's that?
I said, oh, she know the wrong people.
Well, I think, if you look at it, and when I hear stuff like that, I can kind of agree, because there are a lot of people who no longer use Facebook for personal.
Still there?
Business. And
you said you cut off a little bit. You said there are people who no longer use Facebook for what?
Yeah, there are people who are no longer using Facebook for, personal purposes. They're using it more as, like an outlet for their business. And there's still a lot of people that are using it, for personal, and there's a lot of people who are on there using it for business, but using it in the right way, right? To actually connect with people and not just shove and sell their stuff. But I think it's important to start listening to those stirrings, right? So people who are starting to say, oh, I'm kind of getting frustrated with Facebook, because what that does is it kind of helps you see where the trend is going, right? So I am, my background's investments, my background is financial analysis, and like I'm a trend trader, right? So I see trends, and my goal is to spot a trend before it happens, and then watch it, and then, attempt to get in at the right time. So what I'm seeing, the trend that I'm seeing, is that engagement on Facebook is becoming very overwhelming. You get on Facebook, and there's just so much on there. There's, video, the layout is starting to get very, involved. There's lots of text, and there's lots of distractions. It's essentially becoming MySpace. If you look at the layout now, it's starting to look a little crazy. But what I'm finding is that there's more fragmentation. Like, people are going to their other social networks. So there's a pod of people who are hanging out on Snapchat, and then there are specific people who only hang out on Instagram, and then there are specific people who only hang out on some of these other platforms. So it's important to understand where your audience is hanging out, and then have the ability to kind of reach them where they are. One of the things that I really like is I do a lot with Facebook ads. So I like the fact that Facebook and Instagram are part of the same company, because Instagram is one of those places where people are sort of migrating, and there's definitely a way to kind of crack the Instagram code, but that's easier for me because, Facebook ads will tell me, okay, these are the people that are on Instagram based on what they know about them from Facebook. So, I think it's important to just watch the trends and keep in mind what your goals are for your business, what you're doing right now, and, where your audience is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the big questions that I've been asking some of the coaches that are coming on, as you may or may not know, the name of my new program is Coach Your Damn Self. And it's really about self-reflection, right, and the resources that coaches use or tap into. And not just coaches, right? It's pretty much everyone in the service industry, because I consider coaching a skill set that I think all good entrepreneurs have. And so I wanted to ask you, since you brought up Facebook ads, what are some of the other things that you've invested in to help you grow your business over the past year?
My biggest investment was, or some of the biggest investments were mentors. So I hired a 12-month, so a full year mentor that was a sort of a general business coach that helped me with a lot of my setup
as far as, organization, legal, all of that. And also with a lot of the strategy for the year, I hired a more specific coach to help me create a sales funnel for my high-end coaching clients. Mm-hmm. And, I purchased a lot of courses kind of here and there for, some specific stuff. So that's been those are my top investments there. Also hired a mindset coach as well to kind of help me with, the mindset piece. And, earning more is a lot more than just what are the things that I can do in order to make more money. A lot of it is what's the mindset that you need to have. And a lot of people don't really understand what, people throw around the word mindset all the time. So a lot of people don't really understand what that is, but it's just like, you can hold, you can be your biggest drawback, right? Like you can be the one that's holding yourself back and not even realize it based on how you grew up, based on the people that you had around you. Right. And based on the things that you do every day, and you would have no idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that it's funny that you mentioned the mindset, because that was one of the things that I posted about on Facebook today. Was really it's interesting, like my interaction with most, I'm not going to say all, but the mindset coaches that I've bumped into, I've had better experience, I'll say, with therapists who are also interested in coaching. Uh-huh. And so I've been curious, because I typically don't hear, because you're right on point, in terms of who do you need to become in order to make more money? Who do you need to, what are not just the things that you need to do, but who do you need to be? Right. And so it's really changing, almost changing your DNA. I liken it to. And I'm curious, because I haven't heard many entrepreneurs, especially online, talk about anxiety and what exactly happens, what that feels like when you know that you're about to go to the next level, and how do you handle that?
Well, I think there's a couple different things. So when I say, working with a mindset coach, I needed help. So there's a lot of areas in mindset, right? So I needed help specifically in the sales piece and believing in myself as far as being able to make sales, being able to charge what I was, what I was worth, and supporting that myself. Because you can say that you charge $5,000, but if you don't believe it, your potential client won't believe it either. Yeah. And so that was the type of coach that I worked with. Now, as far as the, anxiety piece, I think that, someone who's more like a therapist would probably work best with something like that. I have ups and downs, obviously, as entrepreneur, we all do. Mm-hmm. But for me, the way, I hang out with my notebook, right? I attempt to structure my time and write down everything that I need to get done and make sure that I'm just sticking to that list. I've said no a lot more often this year than I have in the past. And actually just did a live stream about that. It's on my Periscope, about how you need to be selfish. Yeah. And, a lot of people don't understand that, but especially as you get ready and you're starting to grow your business, if you continue to, keep saying yes to every question and opportunity that comes along, you'll burn yourself out. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the main ways that I've dealt with anxiety this year, is just to, I've said no to a lot, a lot more stuff, a lot more people, and not respond. And that's helped a lot with the overwhelm that can come, and hiring help, right? So that's helped a lot with the overwhelm.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, that's huge. What year is this for you in business?
I started my blog back in December 2010. So this is 6 years of officially, having the Financial Success Media name. But as far as my coaching business and all of that, I started that last year. So this is a year and a month.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what changes? So last question, what do you see in terms of the coaching industry? What kind of things do you foresee happening in this coming year?
So what I've noticed is that the same way that everyone flocked to blogging when they saw that blogging was a great way to make money from, you know, mm-hmm. ads, affiliates and all that, I find that there's a lot of people that are flocking to coaching.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what I'm seeing is like now there are, instead of there being a few people who are doing coaching really well, there's a lot of people who are offering a lot of things that don't necessarily work. And yep. so there's a lot more noise in the coaching industry. So what I find is that you definitely have to fall back on your platform, what you've built, what you've established. You know, when I first started doing the coaching, I was like, okay, I'm going to start from scratch. And I cultivated a new audience and all that. And then once I realized that, you know, there's a lot of people making a lot of noise about a lot of the same things, I just fell back onto my platform that I had already built. So I said, well, you know, I've already built my platform as a millennial finance expert. Like there's no need for me to try to suddenly build something new and say, you know, I'm a business coach. So now, you know, I've got it very simply to say like anyone, you know, you can go and you can find me. I hate saying Google me, but you know, you can research and see that. I've been around for a while. Like I'm not just a new person saying, hey, I can help you with your digital strategy and you can find the things that I've done. So I think that that's kind of where the coaching industry is going. Like people want more proof. They want more than just, I made six figures last year. They want to know, okay, how many people have you helped make six figures, or, you know, how many people have made complaints? Like, and they want to actually reach out and talk to the people you have testimonials with. So I think there's going to be a lot more fact checking than there has been in the past because people are starting to get burned.
Yeah. And it's funny. I just had to fact check someone this week. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. And that's why it's important to, you know, every time you work with someone, you know, get a testimonial, get even just a response or a survey. You know, I have a 100% success rate. Every single client that I work with, even if it's been like a free 90-minute call that they won or something like that, you know, they always came away and said, I enjoyed it, or a course that I've created. They always came away and said, you know, this was exactly what it's important to continue to build your platform of people achieve, even if you can't, you know, legally promise anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to say thank you again for taking the time to come onto the show. It has been my pleasure hosting you. Everyone who's out there listening, like I always say at the end of every show, freedom requires friends. And so if you are, you know, to all the listeners, if you are looking for a friend who is well-versed in finances, especially for millennials, as well as the digital marketing space, Letitia Stiles is who you want to talk to. So she's on Facebook as Letitia Stiles, and your website is letitiastiles.com as well, correct?
Yep, my website is letitiastiles.com, and you can go to letitia.tv. If you go there, you'll actually get a free video series, which is my 8 steps to 8K. I take you through the entire process of how I hit my first 8K month.
Awesome. 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 And again, I thank you and I appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing what else pops off in 2017. Clearly this is about to be your year.
Thanks, Natisha. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the